So just settling your body now and allowing for this time and space and place as you have to come to some tranquility, some calm, some quiet, some time for you to just allow. And so we allow the goodness, we allow the comfort, the relaxation as well. So we begin by eyes closed in just the right way for you. As your body settles, when we take three big, deep breaths, slowly and deeply. Three big, deep breaths, slowly and deeply, as you begin to release and let go. These deeper breaths do set it all in motion. This is the time and the space and the place to connect within, to go to that inner landscape and discover more of the positive experience, perhaps with a slightly adventuresome journey today after we calm and comfort the body and just really work with our beautiful image of radiant, healthy you and deepen and strengthen that. And perhaps this is the day to discover about the mysterious castle across from the bridge that you'll find that leads you to it. But for now, as you quiet and comfort and normal, natural rhythm of breathing is occurring, bring your attention to your feet and let's invite and allow and give permission for this comforting now. From your toes to your heels, ankles, calves, knees and thighs, each and every breath that you take in, you are releasing and comforting and letting go. Each breath drifting deeper. And as you become aware of more comfort, a deeper inner calm begins to form, and it strengthens with every breath. And this comfort sensation now continues flowing up through hips and abs, solar plexus, the entire midsection, releasing and letting go. Each breath drifting deeper. More nurturing sensation flows right along with the calm and the comfort now, as this sensation of comfort and nurturing flows upwards from the solar plexus in through the chest, all around and all through, into every nook and cranny of you. More calm, more comfort, more nurturing. And right up into shoulders, releasing muscles in front and back on top. Just simply unwinding, untangling, releasing, and letting go. Each breath drifting deeper. And the deeper you go, the more comfortably calm you become. And the more comfortably calm you become, the deeper you go. And from this, shoulders downwards, through the upper arms, the lower arms, the hands, the fingers, release now as you comfort even more. Each breath allows for the soothing and the smoothing of all the muscles, tissues, fibers. And it's a time for some true gratefulness and appreciation for your whole being as we're allowing this comforting to take place. As it flows across the upper back, as you turn your attention there, soothing and smoothing, releasing you from all the burdens you've been carrying. In fact, let them just drop. Let them drop away and give yourself more comfort. And in this appreciation and gratefulness for your whole being, just find that as such a soother for you as this comforting flows down through your upper back into the middle back. And your spine grows stronger and sturdier. Middle back releases, and then deeper and lower. Lower back releasing now. Each breath taking you deeper. And from lower back, let's send this comforting now all the way down the back side of the body to the feet again. So that in a moment or two, when we count backwards from 5 to 0, some of you might like to count backwards and do that. And some other of you might like to just take a deep breath in. I'll let you know when. But as you place your attention now at the base of your neck, let's flow this comforting up over the back of your head, the top of your head, all around your crown area, and down over your forehead, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your jaw muscles, facial muscles, releasing and letting go. And those of you who might like to do a countdown from 5 to 0 can do so. And those of you who might like to take a nice, big, deep cleansing breath in and release, and just let yourself go twice as deep as you already are. And just let that grateful sensation, the gratefulness, the appreciation you've been feeling, let it spread all around your whole being, into each little nook and cranny of you, into the very cellular structure of you. And notice how it brings about the feeling of peacefulness, tranquility, and a deeper inner secure feeling. And just allow for this time in a kind of way as though you could just sink right down into the center of yourself and sit within that tranquility. Sit within that gratefulness. And as you sit within it, you might also notice that the patience of being peaceful surrounds you as well. In fact, the very tranquil, grateful, appreciative, peaceful feelings that you have bring about more patience in allowing yourself to simply be and move into the acceptance of all of that. Sitting in the quiet, appreciating it all, letting the feelings of gratefulness surround you and fill you, sensing the tranquility at the center of your being. And with this, before we move out of that center, it does bring to mind that you could imagine yourself in a radiantly healthy image. Imagine in your mind's eye, as you're sitting within this tranquility, feeling grateful and appreciative, feeling the patience increasing. You could imagine an image of you in your radiantly healthy experience. See a blush in your cheek, a twinkle in your eye, a smile on your face. Maybe in your favorite comfortable clothes. And just imagining yourself feeling so good. Feeling the radiantly healthy image, as well as imagining the radiantly healthy image. Maybe even visualizing the radiantly healthy image of you in your mind's eye, in this tranquility, in this gratefulness. And in the quietness of all of that, the radiantly healthy image of you begins to get a little brighter and clearer, and it's like you begin to surface right up out of the center of your being. And you surface, coming up into the fullness of your whole being, as though you are in that radiantly healthy image of you, fully accepting it, in full acceptance of this image of you. You are it. You are in your radiantly healthy image, standing at the top of your symbolic staircase in full form, feeling good, looking good, appreciating yourself, grateful for this experience, and just in full acceptance of this radiantly healthy image that you started out in your mind's eye with, and now you're actually feeling yourself in it, at the top of your symbolic staircase. And as you allow for that, it's going to strengthen you, and it's going to bring more resilience to your whole experience in life and living. And so at the top of your symbolic staircase, in the expression of the radiantly healthy you, strengthening that resilience with every step down, you're reinforcing it all with the left foot first at 20, going down 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0. Drifting deeper now. And as you drift deeper, deeper down, any negatives have already dissipated and disintegrated, and you're flowing forward on your goodness path, being in this here and now present time, feeling the radiantly healthy you going forward in full acceptance of it, knowing that it's created a stronger resilience within you. And so now we go forward, opening the door of your imagination to explore and discover more. As though you could walk through that door and find yourself now on a path in a beautiful, natural surrounding area. It may look familiar to you. It could be somewhere that you're very familiar with, somewhere out in nature, and you're walking along on a beautiful day. It's just the right temperature. The sun is streaming. And you remember that you do have your crystal with you. You know, it's interesting that crystal is vibrantly alive in a kind of way. You might notice to yourself what it looks like. You might have it around your neck or in your pocket or even in your hand. It's yours. It stands for your inner strength. It can do so much. It's a helpmate as you go forward on a journey like this. You can use it to shine its light on anything you want to know more about. You can draw a circle around you if you'd like, if you feel the need for more protection. And the crystal can do more. It's just there for you, for whatever you might need or want, as a helper. And so as you're walking in this familiar area, somewhere in you there is this knowing that exploring and discovering something could be important for you on your journey today. And so, noticing everything with any or all of your senses, for this is familiar area that you're in, but you never know. Just around the bend, it might turn into something new to explore and discover about. And just as we say that, what do you know? The bend in the path does take a turn. And now you're in brand new territory. And before you know it, you come to a place where there is quite a long bridge across a suspended chasm that leads to a castle that you notice in the distance. It's kind of a mysterious castle. So as you stand on this side of the bridge, imagining crossing it, imagining about getting to this mysterious and actually quite beautiful castle, noticing what this bridge is like, noticing how you feel about it, and just taking it all in. Because as you stand there distinctly on this side of the bridge before you cross over, there is definitely a feeling that this is something you must do, is get to the castle, because there's this pull, this sensing that there's something important for you there within the castle walls, something important for you to find, important for you. So you begin to imagine how you might get to that castle. Well, you have your crystal. You could use it. It can do way more than what we've already talked about. Maybe it just transports you. Or maybe you walk across the bridge, feeling completely secure and comfortable, because you know you do have your crystal with you. It provides so much for you. So just notice what you do. And if you're crossing the bridge, how does it feel? What do you notice? Let yourself have the experience. And know you're walking towards finding something important for you for today. Something that's meant just for you. And noticing how you get to the castle. Do you use your crystal or not? And once you are across the bridge, standing at the steps that lead up to the big castle door, how does it feel to be very close to that castle door? What do you notice about the castle and about the door? What do you wonder about? What's got your curiosity going about that important thing? And just as you're at the castle door, about ready to reach to go through, the door simply opens and you cross over the threshold. Now, a castle is a castle, and a castle has many rooms. And you might like to call on your crystal to help you get to the important room, the important place, for you to find the important something that's just for you today. So you start exploring, and you move down through the castle hallways, lots of doors to different rooms. Let yourself be guided. Maybe even the crystal knows which way to turn, right or left, which doorway to go through. Are there any round spiral staircases up to go higher in the castle? And what do you imagine that you might find today of the important nature? Is it something that you can put your hands on? Or is it something more intrinsic? Is it something that speaks to your heart or your mind? Wondering, you continue exploring up and down, noticing everything with any or all of your senses, the beauty, the rooms. Finding the just right room seems to be part of the important part of noticing what is to be yours when you get there. Let the crystal lead the way for you. And remember, you already have patience within. You already have acquired much resilience. It keeps getting stronger the further you go, looking for that important thing. And at some point, you find yourself in the just right room, maybe higher up in the castle, with a beautiful lookout of the windows, where there's a vast view in front of you when you go to the window of that room. And even a little like porch-like experience, you can step out, like those windows or doors, and you can step out and feel way high up in the castle, looking out at the view, noticing the expansiveness of this view and how that sort of seems in some kind of ways important for you. And you come back into the room and there are some beautiful furnishings. There is a beautiful kind of lounge in one corner of this room. It's very inviting. And you're noticing everything else. Maybe some shelves, table and chairs, a certain box on a table. You'll know what is the important thing. And so you're looking all around the room. And yet, is there just something of the beauty or something about where you are in this room that just signals something, a thought that comes to you? That's an important thought, an inner knowing. Of course, you can use the crystal to help you find the important thing, whatever it is, a quality, a knowing, an actual thing. You'll know. And you'll know the meaning of it for you. And when you've got it, it's as though, you've got it. And the feeling brings another wave of tranquility to you. And it brings another feeling of acceptance for you. And because you have been in your patience so beautifully, you feel the gratefulness once again. And you know that already resilience has gotten stronger, and now it becomes even stronger. And so you stretch out on that beautiful lounge in this beautiful castle room, high atop, with a great view outside, and the feeling of tranquility all around you and within you. And it's very precious what you found here today, the important thing. And you stretch out on this lounge and you sort of let the whole experience come to be settling in just the right way within you, knowing that this important thing is successfully yours now. You found it. It's meaningful, and it's comfortable. And then the acceptance of it more and more the sense of calm and comfort and tranquility all around, as though an energy just sort of comes up all around you that's so beautiful and comforting. Stretched out, accepting and allowing the goodness of this experience and the feeling of well-beingness that comes along for you in these castle walls, in the innermost sanctum that you found, the important thing that is yours. Stretched out and simply allowing it to take root within you in a beautiful, sustaining way. And maybe it's the crystal, or maybe it's the important thing, or maybe it's being here within these castle walls that seem to just, in a kind of way, speak a special message to you about this important thing. And so as you listen with your heart, you'll hear in your mind what more importance is here for you to know. And in this quietness, in this comfort, in this calming, with a message that has come for you, you take it deep within. And in full appreciation and gratefulness, you are letting it flow all around and all through. And you're just allowing yourself to know that you have followed the law of the mind that allowed you to focus positively. For the law of the mind says, what you focus on follows. And of course, with this sort of experience, you've allowed yourself to focus positively, which means only positive results can come. And that is how your mind-body responds now, positively. And so at zero, though the images fade, the strength of them stays with you, and we reinforce the good, the positive, and the true at that zero, and now at one, with a deep cleansing breath in and release. We bring back the good, the positive, and the true. Three, realizing where you are, the room you're in. Four, more alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. One, two, three, four, five. Eyes open, wide awake and alert.